Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show as we come to you live here on a wet, rainy Tuesday evening. Kind of feels like our spirits right now, and talking about the Atlanta Braves as they start a series in Washington before coming home. And, of course, this weekend with Mother's Day weekend, Braves will have an increased capacity to 100% in the stands. Hopefully people will want to still keep watching them, as bad as it's been so far. But anyway, out to the WadeFord.com hotline we go, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk to our buddy Gabe Burns. He, of course, is the Braves beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you catch all of his work on Twitter, at Gabe Burns AJC. As always, Gabe, appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for a few minutes here this evening.
Sure thing. I think you summed it up pretty well. If you live in the Atlanta area, you look out your window right now. I mean, that kind of sums up the state of the Braves after this weekend.
Yeah. Let's start with Travis d'Arnaud. The latest report, successful surgery today, I believe it was. You know, how important is this stretch for Contreras? And I don't know so much about Jackson, but, you know, obviously Contreras is the future. And this is a guy Braves fans have been really high on, and he's moved through the system very quickly. You know, how important is this stretch for him to really start to get his feet wet and his legs underneath him to be a, you know, hopefully maybe by next year, the full-time starter for this team?
Oh, it's huge for him. You know, d'Arnaud's a free agent after the season, and Contreras, you know, has a real opportunity here. You know, the Braves sent him down initially and carried Jackson because they said that they saw Contreras as a starting catcher. They wanted him to play every day. Well, now, due to unfortunate circumstances, he's going to have that opportunity in the majors. He's impressed when, in a very small sample size, that he's gotten the opportunities. And so this is going to be really big for him, because d'Arnaud is not coming back anytime soon. This is a 2+ months deal here. So Contreras has the chance to really earn a regular role next year for sure, but you're looking at the state of this season. Obviously, it's off to a rocky start. This is a team that had pennant aspirations. They just need it's big for him individually, obviously, but they really need to get something from him, because, I mean, d'Arnaud, I know he wasn't hitting very well through the first month, but, I mean, that is obviously a pretty big loss for them.
Do you think that they, Snitker, I guess, you know, they obviously run Ozzie right now in the cleanup spot. How do you think they feel about that? I mean, obviously Riley's moving up. He's moving up a spot tonight, and he's been red hot of late. But talk to me a little bit about Ozzie as a cleanup hitter for this team.
You know, we've talked a lot about the lineup when I've come on, and I'm really at the point, you know, we've debated, should you keep moving things around? Like, what can you do? I'm really at the point where I would just keep doing things and just – see what sticks. And if that means, you know, if that means giving Ozzie a longer run here, if that means moving Riley up again, you know, whatever they feel that they need to do, because obviously when you're 12-16 and you have a bunch of either all-stars or all-star caliber talents and these guys aren't producing, something has to give, right? So I think that this weekend was just another low injury and performance wise. And so my mind is very open to this. And I think that's how Snit should be proceeding as well. And the team is just keep making changes until something works.
Gabe Burns joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Braves get ready to take on the Nationals this evening. You know, Oscar Noah will start tonight. I understand Ronnie was just the player of the month in the National League for April. And I understand Freddie's start. But boy, I'm not sure, Gabe, in a lot of ways, if you go by true definition of MVP, considering how the way this pitching staff has been, I'm not sure Noah shouldn't be in the discussion of he's been the most valuable Brave to start this season so far.
I completely agree. He's right there. I mean, obviously Acuna has been, you know, certainly for those first two or three weeks, he was the best player in the game pretty much. But and Noah's been huge. They couldn't – obviously they didn't expect this. He was never a really top-tier prospect. He was never really one of these Herald guys. We've seen plenty of them. We've seen Kyle Wright, who is a fifth overall pick, come up, and he can't figure out how to throw strikes. You know, we saw a guy like Colby Allard come up, and you could just see it just wasn't there. And then Soroka's, for as great as he's been when he pitches, he's had injury issues. Freed took a while. Bryce Wilson is still figuring it out. And Noah's come up, and I mean, he was effective last year. He had some moments last year, and this year he's just taken a whole nother step forward. And it's just enormous for this team, given, you know, the injuries that they have dealt with, Soroka's setback. To have this guy come out and to have him be, you know, he was right there with before Ian's latest start. I mean, we saw how good that Anderson was, and Noah was right there. He's been consistent. I think he's really only had one Matt outing. He's really taken off. The fastball's really impressed. The slider is really nice. I mean, there's just a lot to like there. And you're seeing a guy who's going to be, you know, he's only 22 years old, which is pretty crazy to think about. So you're seeing a guy who's going to be part of this thing, I think, for a long time. Now, is he going to be this good? Is he even going to stay in the rotation? I don't know. But you can certainly see a player who's going to be valuable for this team. And at a time they have really, really needed somebody to just come through for them, he's done it.
Gabe, as the bullpen at times has looked fabulous, at times it just looks, you know, beyond mediocre. We've talked before about keeping some money allocated and open to still look on the free agent market for some pitching. Do you think that that's something that the trigger could get pulled on sooner rather than later? Do you think they feel confident with between what they have on the major league roster and as minor league baseball starts to open up that they can fill enough holes as they need to? We just saw Jones get sent down to Gwinnett. Or do you think the time is coming to start looking outside of the organization and see who may be out there to try to help this thing out?
Well, I think you should always be looking, but I mean, they rolled into spring training with kind of the guys they had, and they've really felt good about this bullpen. I think what entering the season, that is, I think what they would tell you, you know, Chris Martin being out, he's going to be a really big addition. I think he really changes the outlook, really, of the group as a whole, just when you're able to plug him in there. The only thing I can say to that is we don't know what their flexibility is financially, and of course, they want to leave space for a move in July. But here's the thing is if you keep playing the way you are, you're not going to probably need to make an addition in July, right? So it's a tricky spot. I wouldn't expect anything anytime soon, but certainly I think that pretty much just like every single contender or wannabe contender, they're going to be exploring the reliever market. I'd just give it more time to settle in. I certainly want to see how it looks when Chris Martin gets back, but we'll see.
Gabe Burns joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Braves beat writer for the AJC as Braves get ready to take on the Nationals this evening. Max Fried will be back in this series. I was reading a little bit of stuff just about how, you know, he feels like he's ready to go and this, that, and the other. Boy, you talk about important roles. Max Fried has got to get being back to Max Fried because this starting rotation right now is, you know, to say it's taking its lumps would be very charitable right now.
Yeah, they need him to come back and be himself. He said that when he was hurt, I mean, obviously you don't want to be hurt, but it did provide him an opportunity to just sit back and look at his first few outings. See, you know, what was different, what was a little bit off. He feels like his timing is better now. He feels much more like himself, and he said he's 100%. So that's stuff you would expect a player to say when they come back after struggling like that. So we'll see how it winds up going for him. But, yeah, I mean, to get him back and to get him – what, you know, closer to what you saw last year. Obviously, he's not going to have an 11 ERA all season, so he's going to be better. But, yeah, I mean, for them to get where they want to go, I mean, for them to get to the playoffs, and certainly for them, I know a lot of people are laughing, you know, given how they've started, but, I mean, this is a team that's trying to win a World Series. Mm-hmm. So for them to come anywhere close to the goals that they have, he has to be much closer to himself.
What has changed about Austin Riley and his approach? Because I don't think any of us could have seen. Again, I know the power and everything, and I don't worry about the batting average, but the on-base percentage and the amount of walks and finding ways to get on base, it's a drastic, all of a sudden, just the light is kicked on change for Austin Riley and his approach to the plate this year.
It's been fun to watch. Like, we saw a guy who struggled at the very beginning, and then once it clicked, it's just been clicking. And no one could have expected what they've seen with him being an on-base machine. But I think the number one thing, you know, knowing when to lay off pitches, his discipline is certainly better. And really, it's no different than any of us in any field. Confidence is a really big deal. And once he started to get some confidence, it just kept going, and now he's kind of overflooded with confidence. And sometimes, you know, we make things really complicated and when we're about this stuff, and sometimes just a guy kind of, you know, drawing a walk off Chapman in New York, you know, hitting the home run, getting through, you know, just those little things add up, and it builds up your confidence. And with the way he's looking right now, he seems like he's finally settled in, and he's very comfortable. And to me, I mean, just watching him and based on what he's said, I think that's a huge thing.
Are they ready to just go ahead and roll with Christian Pache? Obviously had the grand slam, and you know, he's back. Is it time to just go ahead and roll with him? He got his injury, his stint, you know, whatever. I don't know. I'm just of the mindset, let's just roll him, and just it's time for your top prospect to get a chance to just continue. I know how good Heredia has been, but still, this your top prospect. To me, it feels like now's the time to just go ahead and roll him through.
Yeah, they don't really have much of a choice. but, yeah, that's probably what you're going to see unless, you know, he suffers something again. Unless he really hit, you know, just can't produce. I think right now he's kind of just given where they are. He's got his job back, and we'll see what he can do with it.
On Twitter, at Gabe Burns, AJC, AJC.com is where you catch all of his work. Keep up to date with all your Braves news and notes as they get ready to take on the Nationals this evening. Gabe Burns, join us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Gabe, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes this evening. Enjoy the series here. We will chat very soon.
Absolutely.
You got it. John Chuckery here. We'll be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!